Water levels on Lakes Michigan and Huron have been at historic lows, and there isn't a lot the two countries can do to change that. The report does recommend minor limiting of the flow through power plants from Lake Superior, but says there's nothing Lake Superior can do to help raise water levels on Michigan and Huron. The study does say changes on the St. Clair River, like dikes, gates, or turbines, would slow the water and raise levels on the Middle Great Lakes by about 10 inches over 10 years. A controversial part of this report involves climate change. International Joint Commission Science Director Ted Yuzik says weather patterns are different. It isn't raining as much in the Great Lakes.
The Great Lakes haven't been getting the precipitation they used to get as patterns are shifting more to the central part of the continent. And you're seeing major flooding in the prairies now.
U.S. Joint Commission Chairwoman Lana Pollock didn't sign the report. USIJC spokesman Kurt Babakwa says Pollock didn't think it went far enough in addressing climate change issues.
She felt that it was only a partial solution at best, that it might create false expectations, and that it could create other problems as well.
So the future will likely mean more stranded docks, struggling marinas, parched wetlands, and shoreline erosion. The report isn't a call for action. Instead, it recommends more study on ways to restore levels on Lakes Michigan and Huron. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.